comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the Kevin Smith Show. Whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful planet, welcome to talk radio like nowhere else on Earth. And I think you're going to be delighted to be here this evening, and I mean that. I think you're going to be delighted because we're going to talk about something that's a little bit strange. Well, we do that every night, but this is strange even for us. And I think some people will say that, if this is true, it's not only strange, it's a little bit spooky, a little bit scary. It is not my intention to frighten anyone, but it is my intention to inform everyone of some of the things that are happening, or at least being reported as happening. So this is a happening kind of show here tonight. And we're going to talk about, it's a compilation of emails that I have received that talk about people feeling like time is just out of joint, like it's unplugged from reality. I've gotten several emails like that. I received a link in two different emails to some information having to do with strange things happening astronomically, not astrologically, but astronomically. And put the two together, and then also some weird stuff happening over at the sun. Not exactly next door, but three doors down. And some strange things happening there. You put it all together, and it makes for a little bit of a eyebrow raise and a and a few questions. So I think we're going to have a good time, and it's going to be interesting, informative, instructive, and that's a good thing. Now, we're having some audio problems, not on the radio side of the broadcast, but on the TV channel. You can hear me, but you're also very likely hearing frying noise. It sounds like bacon frying in the background. Nothing I can do about that except replace a sound card, and I can't do that right now. So if it bothers you, you can always turn it down and listen to the radio feed, because it is, after all, a radio show. If you have not yet subscribed to the K-Files, be sure you do that, because it's a good publication. And if you're brand new, you don't know what the K-Files are. The K-Files, that's the title of our weekly newsletter. It's free, absolutely free. And if you haven't subscribed, why not? Here's your chance. We're going to be going into a break, and during that break, you can go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, click where it says K-Files, big link right in the middle of the page, you can't miss it. Click it, subscribe. You're going to get a confirmation email with a link for you to click so you can activate your subscription. You can do all that during this break, and we'll be back right after this. Okay, well, weird stuff happening. Those who are watching TV, watching us on our TV channel, good luck to you this evening. Weird stuff happening. Let's talk about some weird stuff, all right? Let's talk about some emails that I have received over the past, 4 or 5 weeks. It's not like a flood of email, but I've just gotten a little trickle of email mentioning the same thing. I've gotten a lot of email, but among all that email, I have gotten a little trickle in there mentioning things about time. People saying things like, time feels like it's sort of out of joint. Or, you know, the way they do it is they say, you know, I don't know, maybe it's just me, maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm losing my mind, but it just sort of feels lately like time is sort of unplugged. That's the way they say it. Things like that. And they're conveying, all of them conveying the thought that they sense something is sort of out of whack with time. Now, certainly not everyone who emails us says something like that, but I've gotten a number of those. And enough that in my blog and I think in the K-Files, several places, I have published that and asked for anyone else that is sensing something like that to let me know and describe for me what they're sensing. I don't know. I don't sense it. I do sense that there is a very and maybe I'm losing my mind. Maybe I'm crazy. But I do sense that there's sort of an air of apprehension. People are sensing that something is about to happen, and they're not really sure they like what's about to happen. They don't know what it is, but they have some apprehension about it. I do see that, and I can connect with that. But the thing about time, I haven't sensed anything like that about time feeling like it's unplugged. And I'm sort of insulated from that, I think. And the reason I'm kind of insulated from it is because of what I do every day and for how many hours I do what I do every day. When I get up after a cup of coffee or tea or some orange juice and maybe some toast, I'm at the computer. And I'm there until showtime. And then after the show, I take a break. Well, you know, during the day, I take a break now and then, and I have lunch, and yeah. I'm doing video editing, audio editing, handling member support issues, answering email, making telephone calls, setting up shows for the future, doing the graphics for tonight's show, doing the research in order to be able to do tonight's show, and so forth. So it's 20 hours a day. After the show, I take a short break. I'm back at the computer. And what am I doing? Well, I'm editing video, uploading the captured show from tonight, uploading the captured audio from tonight, and then I'm starting on tomorrow's show. And so I work generally from my schedule has changed somewhat now, but I start work at about 11 o'clock in the morning, and I work until around 6:30 or 7 o'clock in the morning. And so, you know, if you're into that every day, put yourself in that capsule. When you're into that every day, you're sort of insulated from a lot of things that are going on out there. And so my eyes and ears for what's happening out there comes in the form of telephone calls, emails, newsletters, news stories, etc. I don't have time to be out there socializing. I have to be here 7 days a week, right here, doing what I just described. So that sort of puts an insulation around me, and I don't sense this thing about time. But I've, you know, if just one person wrote to me, then I would think, well, you know, I don't know, it could be anything, up to and including, you know, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but it could be a chemical imbalance. Maybe they need to take, you know, some minerals, some vitamins, some whatever. And, you know, it may be just their imagination, or it could be real. I don't pass judgment on it. But, I mean, it could just be anything. When I get that from a number of people within a pretty short time frame, I have to pay attention and say, well, maybe something is happening here. Maybe something is going on. Maybe these are people who can sense that sort of thing. We talk about extrasensory perception, you know, and we usually think in terms of reading minds or guessing or knowing what's on the cards that someone's holding up, that sort of stuff. But, you know, extrasensory perception goes way beyond that. And so maybe there are people that are sensing something being a little bit out of joint, a little out of whack with time. Within that same time period, I also received a couple of emails with a link. Actually, I guess more than a couple, maybe four or five emails, that had a link to some information on the internet. And this information is on a site that normally I would, you know, I take it with a grain of salt. But what they said and the time frame, coupled with what those emails said to me about sensing time being a little bit unplugged from reality, made me pay attention. Let me share with you what they're talking about. I've got two pages here of people's reports to this website. They're talking about noticing that the moon and the constellations are jumping around. Now, I don't mean like instantly jumping, okay, but they're just not in the right spot. And sometime, well, let me give you an example. July the 28th, France. We are in northwest France. It was about 11 p.m. My husband saw it first and came and fetched me. It must have been going on for about 5 to 10 minutes. At first, he thought it was his eyes, and then I could see it as well. And we knew it must be true. It was really strange. It was a clear night, full bright moon, and it just seemed to be jumping around. We were just in the right place at the right time to witness it. Now, that's where I got the term jumping around. But as you heard, 5 to 10 minutes. It's not instantaneous. But it's enough that people are saying they see it. That the moon is here, and within 5 to 10 minutes it's over here, and then within 5 to 10 minutes it's back. That sort of thing. Well, here we have one from Maryland on July the 28th. I witnessed this event a few times about 2 or 3 nights ago here in Maryland. I kept seeing it, talking about the moon, move to different places while having a direct line of sight on the moon while watching a movie in the living room. It got to the point where I had to go outside to watch it for a few minutes. Thought I was losing it at first, but now I know I'm not. August the 31st, there were several reports of something similar happening. Here's one from Oregon. I won't read all of these, but here's one from Oregon. The moon rose, August 31st now. The moon rose across the northeastern horizon here at about 11 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Last night, it crossed about 2 hours earlier, by my calculation, 36 degrees farther south. Tomorrow, it will rise a little before 1 a.m. I don't know where. 2 weeks ago, it was south of Jupiter. Jupiter is right there in the eastern sky, maybe a little bit south of east, but very close. Last night, if you looked at the moon, you saw Jupiter. They were right next to each other. Tonight I go out, I find Jupiter in wait. I'm starting to wonder, where is the moon? It should be up by now. As I turn to go back inside to double-check what time it is, I see a bit of light through the bushes, so I walk around to get a clear view of the northeastern sky. Lo and behold, there's the moon, way over there. I swear the only way not to see it this time is to refuse to look. I noticed Cassiopeia was almost overhead, the Big Dipper was mostly not visible, and Polaris was too high and too far west. It occurred to me that it is not only the moon's orbit that is screwy, but also the Earth wobble is part of the reason things don't look right. I can't tell if it's the moon orbit or if it's the Earth's wobble. Well, it's both. So there's no constant that we can compare one against the other. Both things are variables. It's too mind-boggling for me to make sense of it. There are reports of the, I actually, after reading these, the past couple of nights, I've been knowing that I was going to be doing this show, and so the past couple of nights I've been out looking. I constantly go out and look and see if things are where they're supposed to be. And from where I am here on the planet, things are where they are supposed to be. They have been the past couple of nights. I haven't noticed anything strange like this happening. Now, it's easy to say, okay, well, that guy that saw the moon move, he's probably had too much Jack Daniels. It's easy to say that. It's stupid to say it, especially when you have someone in France, someone in Maryland, someone in Oregon, someone in Saskatchewan, Canada, someone in Nevada, people from all over the place, from around the world, that are reporting having seen this. I haven't seen it. Perhaps you have. I haven't seen it. But, you know, if the Earth is wobbling, which it has a wobble to it, normally, and in fact it's the wobble of the Earth on its axis that has created climate warming, that's a matter of official science, too. Did you know that? It's created the warming periods between ice ages. But if it's wobbling a lot, so that you're noticing the moon in a wrong place and then it's back, that's a big wobble and it's very fast. If that's happening, would it have an effect on the feeling that people have about time? If time and space are one dimension, if it's the same dimension, time-space, then changing space, wouldn't that change our perception of time, our feeling about time? I don't know. I really don't know. This is a curious phenomenon. This is a phenomenon that's taking place in my email. And that is that two different weird things that could be linked are being reported at the same time, within the same time period. And I can't say that they're linked, but they appear to me that they could be. I can't say that there's really something weird going on with time. And I can't say that this thing about the Earth's wobble is really for real. I can't say either one of these. What I can say, though, is if this thing about the Earth's wobble is real, then it seems logical to me that the thing about time feeling out of joint could also be real and be related to that. I don't know that it is. But this phenomena is happening in my inbox, and it's being reported as happening around the world. The people who tell me they feel something strange about time, those people are from various places around the world. They're not from one locale, so they didn't all drink the same bad water. Okay, they're not from one country, so they haven't been brainwashed by some secret government black operation. They're scattered. And male and female. And they're saying, hey, something is, it doesn't feel right about time. There's something wrong with time. It's like it's unplugged from reality. So, you know, we can't just dismiss that. If you've got a number of people that are sensing it, and they don't know each other, and they're not in the same locale, and they're not the same, everything's different. You can't just dismiss it. You have to say, well, they're experiencing something, and what's the cause? The same thing is true when you have people from around the world who are talking about the moon and constellations being in the wrong places, and watching them move to the wrong places and watching them move back. Again, if you just had one or two people saying this, you could get away with making yourself feel good by saying, this is nuts. But when you've got people that are, a variety of people from around the world that are saying that they've witnessed this, number one, it doesn't mean it actually happened. Number two, it means it might have happened. Now, these reports span from July 28th through September 3rd. We'll talk about it some more when we come back. Welcome back to Strange Phenomena Headquarters here at the Kevin Smith Show. September the 1st in Saskatchewan, listen to this report. By the way, that's in Canada, for those around the world who don't know, and for those in the United States who don't know as well. Saskatchewan. It has been too cloudy here in northwest Saskatchewan to observe too much in the way of the moon. But on Friday night, it was in the southeast. On Saturday, it was in the northeast. This morning, it was in the west, tilted at an angle not right for the moon. September the 3rd, 2010, in the UK, they observed an odd illumination of the moon at sunrise. The crescent moon was not so much illuminated from the side as it was from the top. What was the light source causing this? So, weird stuff. During the break, I went out, took a look. Moon is right where it's supposed to be, where I am. I really don't know what to think of all of this, but I do know that we have had some folks who have, over a period of time, have called the show and talked about the sun not rising in the right place and the moon not being in the right place. And, that's been the case over a number of years, we've had those sorts of calls. And what can I say? If in your part of the world you happen to be positioned where you can notice these things, maybe that's it. Maybe it depends on where you're positioned on the planet as to whether you can see these things or not. Well, then couple all of that with something else very recent. And this happened on August the 24th. So these reports about the moon started coming in about July the 28th and have continued up through September the 3rd. And in the midst of that, on August the 24th, the SOHO satellite took a picture of the sun, and it had a very strange formation of 9 brightly lit, very large objects. 9 of them. Now, when I saw this photograph, I remembered something that someone who's been a guest on this show had to say. His name is James Horak. And Mr. Horak, I don't remember if it was the last time he was on the show or the time before that. I can't remember. But I do remember that in one of his appearances here on the Kevin Smith Show, he talked about that there would come a time when there would be a formation of the serpent in the sun. If I'm not mistaken, I believe Jerry Wills has also talked about that here on the show. I know we've heard it more than once here on the show, and whenever we look at the photograph, if you take a look at this SOHO photograph, you can see very clearly a very long line of these 9 brightly lit objects. And, of course, the question that I posed on the faceplate of the show is, what is this? More compression problems with the cameras, or what, maybe Chinese wedding lanterns? When you put all this together, weird, weird things are happening out there in the skies and down here on the planet. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to open up the telephone lines and invite you to participate with me. And let's see if we can figure some of this out. You may have the answer to any part of this, any single part of this that you have the answer to. We want to hear it. But even if you don't have the answer, maybe you have noticed this strange moving of the moon at nighttime, or maybe you have sensed that time is out of joint. Whatever it may be, I'd like to hear from you about this. Have you seen any really odd astronomical events lately? I mean, have you noticed the sun or the moon not being where it's supposed to be? Have you sensed something weird about time? Something, when I say weird, I don't mean you're weird. I mean, it's odd enough that you look at it and say, that's weird, I don't understand that. Is something really going on here? Or are all of these just a collection of people whose imaginations have run away with them? The telephone number is 623-444-5889. Toll free is 888-223-4599. And, of course, if you're outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, please feel free to use our flash message feature on the website, or you can call us, either one. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, good evening, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio.
Hi, Terry.
You sound like you're on the moon. You saw that far away on the phone here.
Okay.
Okay.
And?
And?
Yeah.
Are you on the moon?
No. What about this phenomenon?
Oh, I just like to say, you know, I've been saying a long time, and I put this out there for the baby boomers and people close to around our age, you know, people calling in tonight. I wonder if you just ask them and see how many agree with this sentence that, in my mind, a child, you know, going out and play and today, you know, and then thinking back then, one day seems like a whole week today from my childhood. And I ask other people, you know, I worked with and stuff, and they agree, and you know, it seems like the same thing. Like, you know, you go outside to play, you know, when you're younger, you know, it seems like he's out there forever, you know. And now you look at it, and it seems like that time is like, you know, a week today. You know, and I just wonder if other people feel the same.
Okay, so what are you saying? You're saying that a day now feels much shorter or much longer?
It seems like a day before when I was a child, it seems like a whole week today. You know, that fast, that much difference goes by. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
A week equals a day, seems like to me. When I was a child and you go out and play, you know, it seems like he's out there forever, you know, just one day playing, you know, and today, it seems, you look back on it, and it seems like, you know, it's a whole week for me today, you know, it just, mm-hmm. You know, time goes that fast.
Okay, so time goes much faster now. I think time does seem to move faster the older we get. And the reason is that, you know, if you're 10 years old, 1 year is one-tenth of your life. Now, I'm not 10 years old. I'm 57. So 1 year is one-fifty-seventh of my life. So it just doesn't represent as much of my life as it used to, and it therefore, I think, feels faster. But there are people who are saying that time has sped up and that what we think is 24 hours really isn't the 24 hours that we used to be accustomed to.
Yeah. Well, technically, we did lose some time with these earthquakes and that tsunami and stuff. It's minuscule, but I know it's gotta be the same time, but I don't know, it's just wonder if other people out there, you know, if they call in and ask them if they agree with my sentence, you know, thinking that, you know, it's just one day as a child, you know, seems like it equals a whole week as an adult today.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I do, you know. Besides that, I don't know. I didn't see none of that jumping around stuff or anything.
I didn't either. Have you been out looking?
I know we've run out of time. You know, I've told you in the past, I think, it's already too late. But I agree with that part about it.
All right. So, well, Terry, I appreciate the call.
Sure. Thanks, Scott. Take
all
care.
Right. What about you? What do you notice about any of this that we've talked about? Anything? Now, you know, like I said, I have not noticed a feeling that time is unplugged from reality. But I do notice that there is a real sense of apprehension among many, many people. But what about this thing with time? What about the moon? What do you think about those things in front of the sun? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is James from Texas.
Hello, James.
How are you, Mr. Smith?
I'm doing well, James. I quoted you earlier. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. James Horak. Earlier today, I have made sure that you were able to see that photograph from the sun. Is that by any chance what you've called in about?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm calling in about the migration and speeding up of the moon.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
There are devices created on the Earth that, if controlled, can place the moon in a position to intercept an asteroid field approaching Earth.
Okay. And where are these devices?
They're multifunction. They look like enormous spires. They are placed just above the mantle of the Earth. And like a dipstick, they relieve pressures that build up and minimize the vulcanization that creates volcanoes and earthquakes.
Well, it would seem that they're not working very well right now.
No, they're not working, but they may be being used to position the moon in apprehension that there may be an asteroid field.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Who would be able to use those?
E.T. would be able to use those. One was found in the Tatra Mountains by Antonin Horak. Wrote an article about it.
Okay, look, a break is taking over. Can you hang on through the break?
Yes.
All right, you hang on. We'll be right back, folks. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. On the telephone with me, hopefully he's still there, Mr. James Horak, who has been a guest on this show a number of times. And James, are you still with us?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, you said there are these devices, and they're deep in the earth, and that E.T. can use these. Is there the slightest possibility that anyone in on Earth, any government on Earth, might have figured out how to use these?
No, but they have tampered with the configuration that in uplift from the Earth. The one in the Tatra Mountains was pushed up by uplift. And probably a few more, which they just don't function when they're pushed out of place. But more than that, the one that was in the Tatra Mountains, when Antonin wrote the article on it, and it came to notice, I think the Soviet Army found it and took it and moved it and put it in a very bad place. And I think perhaps because of apprehension that something is approaching this area of the solar system, that E.T. has made a working relationship to utilize these in a way that can help the planet. And that means that they are probably... the Russians are probably in touch with them and have been advised that they need to move one of these devices away from another one that is in its proximity, and that's very bad. So I think that's going on. When I heard that there was an operation going on like Vladivostok, that's what that's all about. I'm sure.
Now, do you mean Vladivostok or Lake Vostok?
Lake Vladivostok.
Okay, yeah, Lake Vostok. And that's in the Antarctic. And yes. Wow. All right, now, you think they're currently removing one that they put there? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Well, they found one there, and they took this one and put it there with it, which created an incredible magnetic anomaly, and it has had ill effects since. Now, I believe that ET is helping advise them that it needs to be moved, and I think that's what they've done. And in the process, there is an area on Earth where these can be controlled from one point. And the activity that's been in that area indicates to me that that ET has advised certain people in the world that these adjustments can help birth.
Do you think, now this is, boy, I'm treading so close to getting into the political by asking this question, but we hear about the New World Order, and we hear about their plans to reduce population, and what you're describing sounds like ET working the other direction, against reducing population, against destruction of the Earth. In other words, toward helping the Earth.
Yes.
Do you think then that puts ET at odds with the leaders of this New World Order?
Of course.
But to the point that there could erupt a war between the two.
No. It's just a banal stupidity to even discuss that possibility. It'd be like saying a child is playing marbles and there's heavy artillery coming up the hill. Can the child fight it?
Well, I'm not talking about whether they have the ability to successfully prosecute the war. I think these leaders of the New World Order probably have enough insanity among them that possibility of winning wouldn't...
I have no doubt that they want to portray a hostile alien threat as a substitute for war. To keep their emergency impending so that the rest of the humanity is confused and will buy the sacrifices they have to make and the new yoke that's about to be put on them out of the construence that this is necessary to defend the Earth from an off-Earth enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's BS.
All right, now, do you think that the Russians have, at this point, removed this spire, this mechanism, to its new location, or do you think that that's just something that's underway right now?
I feel that it's been moved, that it's no longer in proximity with the one they found there.
Mm-hmm. So,
I think that's what people are feeling. They're feeling that difference. These have the ability to affect incredible energy. They operate with each other. They're a network, and they are impervious to anything that comes near them. I mean, they can't be damaged. They can't be harmed. But they can be pushed up by uplift, which mm-hmm. a few of them have been over millions of years.
All right, let me ask you this.
For hundreds of thousands of years.
let me ask you this. What is their origin? Where did they come from? Who built them and installed them?
The Druze.
Okay, tell us about the Druze.
The Druze were beneath the surface of Mars at the time that mankind came to this system. And they were willing to share Mars with mankind, and did until mankind screwed things up there the way they have here.
So why did the Druze install these on the Earth if they were living on Mars?
Well, they had reached a point where they were ready to become solely a spiritual technology manifestation. And as a concern for mankind, they enabled them to come to Earth. But they had to, Earth was not stable, and they had to patch a few things up and place these in a position so that the Earth could be protected from the meteor and asteroid storms that were prevalent at the time.
And so after the Druze installed these, I mean, we think in terms of somebody's got to program them, right?
No. The machines on Mars program them.
Are those machines on Mars still running these devices on Earth?
Yes. Yes. They're still running, but like I said, their control's here. And the necessity of making some adjustments or recomputation has been made because of the Soviet Army putting that particular one too close to proximity of another one.
Mm-hmm.
It messed things up.
And so what people are feeling now is sort of like a release of pressure.
Well, it may not feel that way, but it eventually will. But the thing is that they're beautiful designs, and they're things that are just that have purpose and that have a mechanics to them that are wonderful, and everyone has a right to know about them. And of course, the mindless power grabbers want you to think that these emergencies they create necessitate us coming under a yoke.
All right, we have to step away from break, James. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we're talking about some really strange phenomena that seems to be going on. I have not personally observed it, but I pay attention when you have a number of people from around the world, don't know each other, and different countries, and within the same short time span, they are observing similar things. I pay attention to that. On the telephone with me is James Horak. And James, just one more quick question here, and then we're going to have to move along so we can let some other callers in. But you know, the old V8 engines, you wanted all 8 cylinders to be working. You wanted them all to be firing. But if you got down to 6, you could still run. Now, it's not that way anymore because you have computers running things. But you could still run on six cylinders. Lots of smoke and stuff coming out of the car, but yeah, you can still get down the street. These devices that you're talking about were placed in specific places, as I understand it, and had a specific purpose. You said some have been damaged. Will this engine still run even without all of them functioning?
Well, now that two are not together, yes. Would be better if they were all placed in the original configuration they had been placed at the beginning. But earth changes and upheavals and uplift has caused a few of them to be pushed up, and they're not performing the function. Those particular ones are not performing the function, but there are 144 of them. I've located a few, but if I had the equipment, I could locate them all because I understand the grid that they're, the arrangement that they're in.
All right. Now, you said that they will be used, or they, their purpose was to protect us from a large body of asteroids coming to Earth. Now, did you mean at that time, or...
calm the planet down.
I'm sorry?
To minimize vulcanization, to calm the planet down, and they act like a pressure valve, a dipstick that dips down into the mantle of the Earth to relieve pressure.
Okay.
Well, it is purely mechanical.
And so the effect of that is to protect us from asteroids, though, I think you said.
No, that's one. They're multi-purpose. And there are other things that they can do, too. They're incredible engines. Each one is an incredible engine.
144 of them, and are most of them working, or?
Yes.
So most of them are working.
They've been working 325,000 years. Without a hitch, except for the uplift, and the two that have been put together.
Well, I have to say that each and every time we talk with you, you always bring some eyebrow-raising information to us, and you've done it again. I want to thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
All right. You have a good evening. Well, okay. There you go. That was unexpected, wasn't it? I didn't expect that, but glad to hear from Mr. Horak. 623-444-5889 or toll free at 888-223-4599. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, Kevin, this is Ryan in Puget Sound.
Hi, Ryan.
I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
You know these images with the objects around the sun?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's any possibility that they might connect it to China? And the reason why I ask that is because, you know, there's been a lot of activity over China lately. Even last night there was a report of another UFO. But over the past, I don't know how, about a year or so, there's been a lot of interesting reports coming out of China. And it all started when there was an eclipse, and the astronomers there spotted a UFO during an eclipse. And I thought it was interesting because is there some sort of connection between the Chinese culture or the Tibetan culture? I'm not very well versed on that, with the sun and this whole business about the sun serpent, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I don't know about that. The information that I've heard about the serpent in the sun comes from Native American prophecies. So I don't know. I mean, maybe it's also there in the Chinese prophecies. I don't know.
Well, if there's somebody in the audience that might know, I think it'd be interesting because, you know, this just makes me wonder if there's some sort of activity going on between the sun and China, that's all.
Okay.
But this image that you have on your website there, is that is there an original link to that on the Soho site, or did they take it down? Or
I don't know if it's still up there or not. The number... you know, you when you go there, you would just look for 2010-08-24, and then of course, you know, if you've been to that site, you put in a time frame, and it's 09-09-35.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
My hunch tells me that there's some sort of connection between because I remember seeing something about. You know how China has such an ancient culture that something has to do with the sun, but I don't remember exactly what it is.
All right.
Maybe somebody knows.
Maybe somebody knows. Thanks for the call. 623-444-5889. That is our main number here in the studio, and we'd love to hear from you. You know, weird stuff here has been popping up in my email. And seemingly not connected, but possibly connected. In other words, somebody says, well, you know, I think time feels out of joint. That doesn't sound very much like someone who says, you know, I saw the moon move in a weird way the other night. But they could be connected, couldn't they? Because time, space, if something's, you know, if the moon is appearing to move in a weird way, it may be, or it may be the earth moving. Anyway, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Good evening, Kevin. This is Louie from Connecticut.
Hi, Louie. We can barely hear you.
Yeah, okay, Kevin. I'll get close to the phone. Can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
Kevin, I got something very peculiar. I get up every day at 4:30 in the morning, okay, and sunrise... around here in Connecticut, maybe about 6:45, 7:00, okay? Sunrise seems like sunset. About 7:30 in the evening, the sun is brighter than the morning. It almost seems like sunset is sunrise. I got a room in the house where it's so bright, you know, it looks like there's a 50-watt bulb. In the morning, it's dim. It's like dusk. The sun does not really get that bright when it first, you know, start to rise. But I noticed at 7:30, it is so bright, you wouldn't believe it. So something is wrong with our sun. Something is very, very wrong.
What do you think accounts for it? When you say something is wrong with our sun, what do you think it is?
It's like something is pulling on our sun. You know, the sun, like you said, sometime in the morning you can see a part of the moon or the crescent moon. You can see like one side of the moon may be pale, the other side looks solid. You know, it's not really, can't really see one side good, but the other side like is a little more brighter. I don't understand, and I don't know too much about that, but I know what sunrise looked like sunset, and this just been starting this month.
All right, let me ask you something about time. Have you sensed anything weird about time?
Yeah, I sense a lot of things weird about time. It seems like I can't remember things, and it's like from 5 years ago. It seems like it's more time than that. I really can't remember a lot of things, you know. I know I'm getting up on age there. I don't have any Alzheimer's. But, yeah, I really, time, is there something weird about the time where I can't remember little things, you know? Then I remember it, then I don't. And, I mean, it's crazy, but it's, yeah, there is something weird about the time.
Okay. Well, Louis, I appreciate your comments, and thanks for the call.
Yes, sir. Have a good evening, Ken.
All right. Leonardo in Puerto Rico has sent us a flash message, and it says, "Hi, Kevin. We've been receiving a strong burst of solar wind lately, and today in Puerto Rico this afternoon, I heard on the radio that T-Mobile was having problems with its towers. Could these solar blasts make the earth wobble a little?" Maybe. I don't know about that. But maybe some of our listeners do, and perhaps they will share with us. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Yeah, Kevin, this is Rusty from Michigan.
Hi, Rusty.
Hi. Do you, because we have, according to the scientists and various studies, we have gone through like these pole shifts and these wobbles before. So, James said, how long ago were these, what do you call them, those things that he said were placed?
Well, I don't recall exactly what he called them, but we'll say machines.
Okay.
He said 325,000 years ago.
So is that before or after the last shift?
Don't know. I don't know when the last pole shift took place.
Oh, I thought they had kind of a pretty good estimate on when that happened.
Well, they probably do, but Kevin doesn't.
Okay.
I don't know.
I was just wondering if that those machines are an attempt to stop the pole shift.
Hmm.
Totally.
Maybe. I didn't know they existed. Now, I let me change that. I remember him mentioning those on the show previously. But he only sort of touched on that and moved on. This time, you know, he told us there's 144 of them. And what they're shaped like a tall spire. And so... Yeah, but I had not heard of that before, that information. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe it is to prevent pole shift.
Well, there's two things. That number 144 is related to a biblical number. And then also, the, you know, to if they went through this cataclysm before, it's quite possible they have devised a way, like I say, to stop that shift, but I don't quite understand why speeding it up would stop the shift. Apparently, it's just speeding up, according to the information that's coming in. And also, one more point, is it possible that what we have been thinking is HARP, that our governments have been making, are actually these objects?
Well... No, yeah, I guess anything's possible. I really doubt that we have technology capable of doing something on so grand a scale as what James Horak described. What we can do seems awesome to us, but compared to what he described, our biggest accomplishments, I think, would be microscopic.
Okay.
So I really doubt we've got the ability to do that.
Yeah, I haven't noticed any time difference myself, but it would be my guess that if these machines are in place, that they're there to assist so that the pole shift either is not as severe or does not happen at all. But that's just a...
Well,
yes.
I hope it doesn't happen at all.
Well, yeah.
I really do. What about, do you sense that a lot of people have, that there's a very widespread sense of apprehension?
Yes.
What do you think that's about?
Well, I'd have to stop and think about what speeding up of time would do to someone. Would it create stress? It wouldn't create deja vu, because that would be time slowing down, correct?
Yeah, I guess it would be.
So it would be the opposite effect. You'd miss... Well, it would... You'd have to have a sense that you're missing something. Because you would...
Yeah, well, how would that make people feel apprehensive?
That it would do, like, it almost create more stress, but it, confusion is what I would more put it as. The people I talk with, they don't know what's going on. It's creating confusion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, because they don't know what's happening.
Mm-hmm. But they sense that something is happening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Well, almost everyone does, but, you know, but then again, isn't that what people almost all down through history have had that feeling at different times?
I don't know. I've never seen it like this in 57 years. I remember the Cuban Missile Crisis. I remember the apprehension that people felt, but it was a very targeted apprehension. We knew exactly what we were afraid of.
Uh-huh.
This, I've never seen this, and people don't know what they're afraid of, but they're afraid.
Right. Now, so do you think this wobble, something, you mentioned both, but they haven't been tied together, the machines in front of the sun and the moon's wobble, you think those machines are controlling that wobble?
I don't know. I have no idea. Are you this evening watching us on our TV channel?
Yes.
So you saw the picture I put up of the SOHO satellite picture.
Uh huh.
What do you think about that? Do you think that's Chinese wedding candles?
No. But I'm wondering why it is being put out now,
mm-hmm.
or being made available now. I was wondering that the other day. Matter of fact, today I was looking at where they were showing all those ships in front of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, why would NASA make those available at this moment?
Good question.
Tell them before.
Good question.
You know, it something about that is strange to me, and it seems like someone is going to, as James is stating, which I guess I agree with him, that they're going to try to use that to their advantage, maybe to bring in this new world order thing.
Yeah.
Well, it just seems like, you know, they're always trying to use things to their advantage, but knowledge, you know, if we know of it ahead of time, we won't fall into that trap.
That's right. Secrets are power. Knowledge is freedom. Because if you know, then there are no secrets.
Right.
You blow their cover. All right. I got to run along. Thanks for the call.
Alrighty. Yep.
What do you think about it, folks? There you sit in your home or at your place of business, your employment. What do you think about all this stuff? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Stefan in Quebec City.
Hi, Stefan.
Hi. Kevin, my impression is, well, my personal impression over the last couple of years is that time has not been speeding up. I'm not really sensitive to that at all. But as your last caller was saying, I could easily see how if somebody is stressed about perhaps not having achieved as much as they want to and what they perceive to be the coming times, that they might feel time is speeding up. sort of like if you have a deadline, and as time marches on and you feel that you're approaching the deadline, time seems like it's speeding up, when it actually it's not even moving at all. It's just, you know, remaining the same. Because technically the only way you can speed up time is to have the Earth rotate faster on its axis, or change the unit of measurement of time itself.
Well, if you change the unit, you wouldn't actually change the march of time. But if you spin the Earth faster, then yeah, you have shorter days. Or if you slow it down, then you have longer days. What people are sending me an email doesn't have anything to do with it seems like it's going faster. That's something one of the callers brought up. The email that I'm getting says things like, it feels like time is just unplugged from reality. It's like it's out of joint. I haven't sensed it. I can imagine, you know, in my mind, I can imagine what that kind of must feel like. But I haven't sensed that. That doesn't mean that it's not a reality. It may be a reality. And that's kind of what we're examining here tonight, is the possibility that maybe it is. Because I've gotten emails like that from people, various people, from different parts of the world. And then when I saw this thing about the moon, from all over the world, people are saying it. I thought, well, maybe they're connected. I don't know.
Well, maybe if ETs are interdimensionals, and they, if they are showing up more frequently, maybe it's a sign that the dimensions are merging, and maybe that would create the sense of, you know, time being unplugged in regards to our dimension here.
I'll tell you, I bring this up a lot, and I guess people get tired of it. I hope they don't get too tired, but I wonder if it's somehow related to us passing through this galactic medium, that we're being exposed to forces and energies that we didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's what's warping some folks' sense of time, you know, that, and making them feel like it's out of joint. Stefan, we have a break taking over. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And ladies and gentlemen, we will be back right after this.
Here on the Kevin Smith Show comes from the great independent artists at GarageBand.com. Go to GarageBand.com and check out the fabulous selection they have of great independent music by great independent artists. GarageBand.com. Check it out.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My topic this evening is this weird stuff that's apparently happening to some people. And they're around the world, and they're sensing this weirdness happening, having to do with astronomical bodies and a sense that time is somehow warped a little bit. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
Hi. I've got a few comments, but what I'd like to know, as I'm sure there are several amateur astronomers in your audience,
mm-hmm.
And is it just happening to the Earth and the Moon, or is something going on with the other planets as well?
Well, let me respond this way. As far as I know, none of these reports are from even amateur astronomers. However, they're talking about the Earth wobbling, and therefore the moon, the planets, the stars, all out of place.
Yeah, and I realize that. What I'm asking is, are any of the amateur astronomers out there noticing anything with the other planets? Are their moons wobbling, or are they wobbling, or what?
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Another thing is, I would be interested to know what the magnetic fluxes are like on Earth at this time, because that might prove some might indicate something is going on.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, you have done shows on the Native American prophecies, various other prophecies,
mm-hmm.
Mayan. What about the Chinese? Do they have any prophecies about this time period?
Don't know. I'm going to hazard a guess that the answer is yes. I'm sure they probably do. However, China and ancient China especially was such a closed society for so very, very long that in the West, we don't know a whole lot about that sort of thing with them.
Yeah, I know, but I noticed that China is about 23rd, 24th in your country's list, so maybe someone could write in to give
you... Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
and
the other thing I was going to comment on is, I think the SOHO satellite is photographing an optical illusion. It's hallucinating.
Maybe. You may be right. this may be a hallucination that the person running it had, and the camera caught it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could be.
Okay.
All right, Brent. Thanks for the call.
You bye.
All right. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. That's the number. People are saying, in the United States of America, in Canada, in the UK, in France, in Australia, in Germany, all the way around the world, people are saying something's not right here. They can sense it. And I'm getting some that are talking about something's not right with time. And then now we are seeing reports that something's not right with the moon and the stars. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Okay, sorry you gave up. 623-444-5889 or toll free 888-223-4599. Ross in the United Kingdom has sent us a flash message. He says, I've noticed two things that may be connected with tonight's show. Most clear mornings during the summer, as the sun rises, it lights up the trees for about 10 to 20 minutes before a hill gets in the way. That's done that for the past 3 years that I've lived here. It hasn't done that once this summer on any clear morning. It's almost like the sun has moved in its arc. Second, I was outside after sunset and I noticed that the Big Dipper constellation seems further west than I remembered it being. I thought it was further north at sunset this time of year. All right, Ross. Thanks for those comments. That's similar comments from all over the world. People are saying things are out of place. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Tony from Denver.
Hello, Tony from Denver.
Great show tonight, Kevin.
Thank you.
I think what you're talking about is our expansion of perception.
Mm-hmm.
We now see the UFOs around the sun. If we could see the UFOs around the Earth, the sky would be black. What do you think of perceiving the sky black with UFOs, Kevin?
Well, I was just imagining that, and as you were saying it, I think it would make one heck of a sci-fi movie. I'm serious about that. I'm not making fun of it. I'm serious. That's an ominous kind of concept.
Yeah, I just recently heard that from John Lear the other day on another radio show.
Yeah.
Time's not linear, Kevin. I called in to tell you that once before.
Uh-huh.
You were talking about the BP oil well,
uh-huh.
and I referenced Season 8, X-Files, Episode BNA, and the Knowing movie. Time happens all at the same time.
So is it spherical, or is it a spiral, or is it a like a plasma flux? How do you see it?
It's better to describe it as non-linear. I mean, it's all at once. Time's happening all at once. Everything happens all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So why do we experience it linearly?
It's just our way of perceiving things. That's what I referenced when I first called here.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot of this stuff from Ingo Swann, one of Jerry's good friends. I keep trying to get him to talk about it because it's so amazing.
Ingo will not go on the radio.
Yeah, I know. I try to get him every which way I can.
Yeah. He will not go on the radio. He's through with that. He's done with it.
Would he be able to help us?
But who?
Russell Targ. He helps me understand this a lot more. Because he does a lot more shows than Ingo does. But listening to those guys really have helped me expand my perception. And everybody's different. We're not all the same. That's why different people are, you know, sending in different messages about the moon and the time.
Mm-hmm.
We perceive things differently.
Yeah.
It's just like I told you once before that I see the aliens when other people think I'm crazy.
Do you think you're crazy?
No.
Well, see, that's what matters. That's why if you ever start thinking you're crazy, then you probably are. If you convince yourself that you've gone nuts, then you may have. So if you ever start telling yourself, "Hey, I'm crazy," don't listen. Yeah, it's not a conversation you want to have. Okay, well, Tony, I appreciate it. Interesting comments. Time happening all at once. Yeah.
And the sky is black with UFOs. Don't forget that, Kevin.
The sky black with UFOs. See, that would be a... Spielberg needs to get a hold of that. All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not making fun of that. I'm not... not at all. But what a concept. So many UFOs that the sky is black with them. Wow, Spielberg could do some stuff with that, couldn't he? 623-444-5889. Kevin in Ireland has sent us a flash message, and he says, "I don't think NASA cover up anything at all. I think they do a good job. I think there's some group over NASA that tells them what information to give out." Well, I would agree with part of that. NASA verifiably covers up. But why? Because somebody over NASA is telling them to. Who's over NASA? Department of Defense. Oh, no. NASA is civilian, right? No. They are Department of Defense. Okay, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is David from North Carolina.
Hi, David.
Hi. Yeah, great show. Sure, and enjoying it.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, I had called before and mentioned about the noticing the moon just not being where it seemed like it ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my point of reference is I'm kind of like in a maze of trees, so I've got... You know, the trees don't move, but it just seems like from where I've seen the position of the moon being, it just didn't look right to me. I've been here 6 years, this location, and, you know, I'd go outside at night and have a cigarette and, you know, time to time. And so I had noticed it, and I kind of felt awkward telling you about that the first time, but I'm sure glad to hear the confirmation.
Well, you're not alone. There are lots of people who say that they have actually watched it over a period of 5, 10, 15 minutes switch places in the sky. And now that's, you know, 5 to 10 to 15 minutes, when you're talking about something moving that's as big as the moon, that is moving. I mean, that is fast. But we're not talking about, like, instantaneously jumping here, jumping there. But that's pretty close. That's about as close as you're going to get to instantaneous with something as big as the moon. And so there are a number of people that around the world that say they have seen this phenomenon. I haven't. I have not seen it. But
maybe you'll get some video links you can share with us in your newsletter.
Well, you know, I've looked for some. I haven't seen it, but I don't know how you could show. I don't know how you'd show the moon being in the wrong place in the sky. I mean, how would people be able to tell that in a video?
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
Anyway, hey, listen, you're not alone.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for the call. 623-444-5889 or toll free 888-223-4599. Is time out of joint? Is it unplugged from reality? To me, it doesn't feel that way. And I haven't run into anyone that has personally told me that they feel that way, but I get the emails. We'll be back right after this. Final approach, and that means that we just have a few minutes left. We have a caller on hold, so let's go to the telephone line. And caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Tracy from Ontario.
Hello, Tracy.
Hi. Really interesting topic tonight. I'm kind of wondering if, there's a very large astronomical cross in the sky. They are calling it the Grand Cross.
Okay.
So basically, Pluto, Uranus, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars are aligned, forming this huge cross in the sky.
Okay.
This rarely happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if that's what's making people feel apprehensive and worried, you know, although turn on the TV, you're going to feel apprehensive and worried.
Well,
but
yeah.
Could be messing some of us up.
You know, there are people who absolutely poo-poo the idea that heavenly bodies have any kind of effect on us. Now, I don't think that they predetermine things in our lives. And I could be wrong about that, but I don't think they do. But, you know, the moon spins around the Earth, and it pulls a big lump of water out called the ocean, and this is why we have tides. If it can do that, you know, and we're you know, better than 90% of our body is water. If it can do that to the ocean, certainly it's having an effect on us too. And then you add to that the cumulative effect of all the other heavenly bodies out there. And all you have to do is swap things around out there a little bit, and it changes the kind of forces that are acting on us.
Well, I've had problems with time myself. Actually, since 2007, I can't feel time passing anymore. Like, normally you can sit for 5 minutes, and you know it's 5 minutes. Now I can't. I have to look at the clock. I can't tell if it's 5 minutes or 5 hours, other than the sun changing. It, you know, the stars changing up in the sky.
What do you think accounts for that?
I've got nothing.
No idea.
No idea. Although I know in 2007, this is when the stars, well, they're not stars, the planets started to line up.
Mm-hmm.
2007 is also when that movie Sicko came out, which is just kind of a funny thing, but I got sick in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
People started worrying about their health more in 2007. You know, there's a lot of odd things, and I know they're not just happening to me. I don't blame planets or stars for how I feel, but of course it has to have an effect. They're out there and they're really big.
They are out there and they are really big. And, you know, even a very slight change in whatever forces are acting on us can have, you know, kind of a major effect on how we feel or how we think. And I'm not speaking in woo-woo terms. I'm speaking in physical terms here. You know, an example. If you get just a little bit low on potassium, your heart has a real struggle. Now, when you start getting low on potassium, there is a point at which if you go below that level, you'll die. But before you die, you'll have all kinds of crazy thoughts in your head. Okay? So you're right there at that point. You're just above that point. Your heart's still able to function, but it's working hard. So you drop just a little bit, and you start having crazy thoughts. Your heart starts racing, and you're right at the brink. You're in a crisis. You're right at the brink of having a heart attack. Just a little bit of potassium added to your blood can bring you out of that. And it doesn't take much. It's just a little trace amount to get you back above the crisis line, and then you're okay. Well, that's physical. But the same sort of just a little bit of change in physical forces acting on us, I think, can have a big effect on us.
I think so too, and there's so much going on right now that's strange. Like, I also heard today that two asteroids just missed the Earth today, passed between us and the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
From the NASA site.
Yeah.
And they actually talked about it and showed it and said, you know, it was another near miss.
Mm-hmm.
Which is odd for them to say, because they normally tell you that 2 months after it happened.
That's true.
So I'm wondering if people are apprehensive because they know something's coming. For instance, some sort of false flag, alien invasion thing. I think everything points to that.
Mm-hmm.
That they're going to try to scare us with, by the way, there's aliens and they're going to kill us.
There's aliens and they're ticked off.
They're ticked off and they want our stuff. You know,
yeah.
How that's bad.
Yeah,
you know?
And they eat humans.
And they eat human brains.
Yep.
Oh,
I tell you. All right, well, Tracy, I have to run. Thanks for the call. Good comments, good thoughts. And thank you for the call. Have a good evening. All right, very quickly, let me get to this flash message from Davey in the United Kingdom. And Davey says, with regard to time, it is tempting to feel that we are just under the controls of external cosmic and other influences, which are outside our control. For some, day can last a lifetime, while for others, it's a moment. Our day appears linked to our levels of interest, positivity, negativity, and what's deemed possible. We have the ability to break free from the shackles of what we've been told or sold, which lies outside the fear-oriented notion of time as we know it. Many thanks, Davey, United Kingdom. I think that's a factor, too. I think there are physical forces that do play a role. in how we feel, how we feel physically, and how we feel maybe emotionally. I think there are physical forces that play a role in that. I think a very, very huge, big, big force that's non-physical that plays a role in it is whatever we get convinced of. Once your mind is convinced of something, it's convinced. I mean, once you are absolutely certain that a thing is so, it may as well be whether it is or isn't, as far as you're concerned, because you are going to be living and responding and reacting as though it is so. Example, if you're absolutely convinced you can fly, sooner or later you're going to take a dive off a skyscraper to prove it. So we act in accordance with what our minds are convinced is reality. That's why it's so important for us to test everything we think is is reality, because it may not be. We think it is, we're convinced it is, but it may not be. And acting out of what we perceive to be reality can, in fact, kill us if we're wrong. So I think there's a lot of forces working on us. I'm not sure about this thing about time feeling like it's out of joint. I'm not sure about that. I'm not saying it's not a reality. Obviously, there are people that are sensing it. I haven't seen this thing with the moon, but apparently some have. So something's apparently up. I don't know that we'll know the answers, but I know we're going to keep asking the questions. My friends call me Steel Eye, my enemies do too, and you can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.